This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Further talks a plan between Iran and global powers to try to negotiate and restore a landmark 2015 agreement to contain Iranian nuclear development. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain are due to meet at a hotel in the Austrian capital. The U.S. does not have a representative at the table when the diplomats meet in Vienna because former U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally pulled the country out of the deal in 2018. The Biden administration has signaled willingness to rejoin. The U.S. delegation in Vienna is taking part in direct talks with Iran. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett opened his first cabinet meeting Sunday since swearing in his new coalition government with a condemnation of the newly elected Iranian president, whom he dubbed the hangman of Tehran. Iran's hardline judiciary chief, Ibrahim Raisi, was elected with 62% of the vote. He is already sanctioned by the U.S. in part of his involvement in the mass execution of thousands of political prisoners in 1988. Bennett said at the cabinet meeting in Jerusalem that all of the people that Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei could have chosen, he chose the hangman of Tehran, a man infamous among Iranians and across the world for leading the death committees that executed thousands of innocent Iranian citizens throughout the years. He then went on to say that Raisi's election as Iranian president was the last chance for the world to wake up before returning to the nuclear agreement and to understand who they're actually dealing or doing business with. And again, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett saying that he's identifying the new Iranian president, Ibrahim Raisi, as the hangman of Tehran.